Syria's ceasefire fails. The economic crisis in Greece drives up despair and suicide, and a ministry capitalizes on Facebook's popularity with a new launch next week. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Syria agreed to a ceasefire nearly 2 weeks ago. UN observers have been in the country for over a week, yet violence has only escalated. Close to 60 people were killed in clashes Monday, and a car bomb wounded three in Damascus yesterday. Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response says,
the number of refugees and the number of needs in the country and those pouring out of the country are just, they're constantly growing. Whatever ceasefire, whatever agreements are in place, it's not slowing down the carnage that's happening.
Since nobody can help with humanitarian aid in Syria, BGR is helping refugees in bordering nations. Needs are growing daily.
We've just approved another project of assistance. We're helping with things like basic food packages, hygiene projects, clothing, diaper and baby care.
Their partners are trying to assist thousands physically while witnessing Christ's peace. Pray for them or help with aid at our website. Next, painful austerity measures in Greece and economic drama are exacting a deadly toll on the nation. Wages and pensions were slashed while taxes rose steadily. Unemployment hovers at 18%. AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis says,
there is an increasing sense of desperation on the part of many people. The number of suicides over the last year has doubled, and that is indicative of the desperation that exists in Greece.
The crisis has triggered overwhelming needs. The ministries connected with AMG have opened their doors. Pray wisdom for the team as they respond.
We are partnering with churches to minister to people's daily needs, such as food and basic household items. And as more people come to us seeking help, we are seeing a lot more openness to people understanding that we are doing this because we want to show Jesus' love to them.
A snap election is slated for May 6th. Pray for gospel opportunities. You're listening to Mission Network News. It was a threat to 3.3 billion people in 2010. It's caught by 263 million annually and kills about 655,000. Yet, it's preventable and curable. Malaria. Today is World Malaria Day, in which people worldwide are working to decrease these numbers. In Burkina Faso, a Compassion International Child Development Center held a malaria awareness campaign. Parents can now keep their kids safe and can focus on other things, even the gospel. Help more suffering today at our website. Next, Zimbabwe is facing some incredible challenges of their own. Country Director for Christian World Outreach, Onias Tapera, describes them.
We have an 85% of unemployment. We have challenges with food. Zimbabwe has been hit severely by AIDS, which has left 1.7 million children without parents.
Christian World Outreach is focusing on the children, says Tapera.
We care for 500 children. 90% have lost both parents to HIV and AIDS.
CWO places them in Christian foster care families. $33 a month sponsors them. Tapera says, you are needed.
We do have only 180 children that are fully supported, and we do have about 220 children that still need support.
And with 500 million active users, Facebook is one quick way to magnify the reach of a blog. And that's why Sammy Tippett Ministries is upping FaceTime with the launch of a new blog the first week of May. They're calling it holistic. And no, that's not a mistake. The team kind of coined the term as they considered combining a holistic approach with the holy, which means set apart for God. There are five bloggers focusing on everything from health issues to spiritual renewal. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is providing you a proverbial wake-up call spiritually with a brand new CD from Charles Billingsley called Never Forsaken. 13 songs about the forsaken and the unloved, and a challenge for you to do something about it. I'll send you a copy with your fiscal year-end gift. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.